Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Robert Mays!
Host of the Athletic Football Show, Robert Mays.
We're talking football with Robert Mays of the Athletic Football Show.
You've given him everything you can hope to give him. Now, the offensive line, will see how it all gels, but the personnel should be there to at least be a reliable unit. You combine that with the play, with the pass catchers, and then to me, it's the relationship with the play caller and the offensive coordinator. You look at what happened last year, and it just never worked. There was never any sort of synergy between what Shane Waldron wanted to do and what Caleb Williams wanted to do.
Robert Mays out here just telling the truth casually. Telling the truth casually on the Athletic Football Show that he hosts. You can find him on the artist formerly known as Twitter, at Robert Mays. He joins us here on Raheemi and Harris. Russell Dorsey in for Layla on this Monday. You can also check him out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Robert Mays joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Robert, what a day to be able to talk to you after what we saw happen late on Friday, as the news is revealed that an extension has been given out to Ryan Poles, which will take his contract now through 2029, aligning him with the same length of contract remaining as one Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. What's your initial reaction to this news and the fact that we even learned the terms of the contract?
It's very clear. I think the Bears are trying to help with the messaging here a little bit. They've been slammed for a very long time for misalignment within the organization, whether that's teams being, or front offices being allowed to draft a quarterback before getting fired, GMs and head coaches being on different timelines with different motivations. I think it's very clear here that they want everyone to know that things are different now. Things are aligned here now. Everyone is moving in lockstep. And I feel like that's why we got so much transparency with the terms of this, where we don't often in these situations.
Robert, before you came on, we were going through the good, the bad, and we're going to get to the ugly of the Ryan Poles era in Chicago. When you think over the last couple of years, if I'm a fan out there and I say, Robert, give me some glimmer of hope as to why this is a good decision for the Chicago Bears, the charter franchise of the NFL, what would it be?
I guess the first thing I'd say is I don't see this as necessarily a reflection of how well he's done at the job. I think this is more about getting everyone on the same page and letting everyone know that we're on the same page. When it comes to how good of a job he's done, I think that this is, if you are trying to spin this as they're rewarding him for a job well done, What they're trying to tell you here is the coaching staff was very, very bad. The roster here is good. That's not the problem. Whether you want to buy that, I think, is up to you. And I also think we should probably take into account that Ryan Poles had a job in hiring the coaching staff. That to me is one of the number one issues, or maybe the number one issue that we've had in the Ryan Poles tenure, is what happened with Matt Eberflus and the decision to keep Matt Eberflus last offseason. I feel like that's one of the biggest strikes against him. Obviously, the Chase Claypool trade is one of the worst trades we've seen in the NFL in the last several years. And I've said this before, to me speaks to one of the broader issues when it comes to how I see the Ryan Poles tenure. I think too often he gets into his mind, I need to make this happen, right? The Chase Claypool thing, I feel like, is something that was marinating even before the season started. They got to the trade deadline. They wanted to get Justin Fields a weapon. The reporting at the time said that the Packers were willing to trade a second round pick for Chase Claypool. And so Ryan Poles said, I'm going to make this happen. I'm not going to let him go to Green Bay. I think too often that's been the case where he's not willing to live out some of this uncertainty. He's like, I need to do this even if there's some downside to it. You know, we've seen that even in moves that didn't happen, but almost did. That clip of him trying to trade up for Roma Dunze in the first round of that draft in the top 10, I feel like he does that a lot, where he gets in his mind that it has to be this way, and it gets him into trouble every so often. But overall, I think if you look at the talent on the roster, I think it's solid enough to justify some optimism here. I feel like the people that have been tasked with putting this roster in the correct positions to succeed, those are the guys that have failed, and I think those are that's the reason those guys are no longer here.
Robert Mays from the Athletic Football Show joining us here on Raheem and Harris, Russell Dorsey in for Layla. Robert, everything you just laid out, I'm just curious, is there any evidence supporting the claim that Ryan Poles has done a good job with the draft, though? And that's really what has to happen for the Bears to take the next step forward, in my mind.
I'm not sure. I mean, if you look at the draft picks over the last several years, I think that there are obviously some misses. When the Velus Jones pick is the one that comes to mind when those early drafts. But since then, I feel like they've gotten decent returns out of their early draft picks. Kyler Gordon just got extended. Jaquan Brisker has been a solid player when healthy. Braxton Jones, even if he's not your left tackle of the future, has absolutely outplayed a fifth-round draft slot. Gervon Dexter, I feel like, is still an ascending player, and I'm curious to see what he does in year three. I'm not out on Tyreek Stevenson yet. Obviously, last year was a terrible season, but the flashes he showed as a rookie and just how volatile cornerback play is in general, I absolutely have some faith that that can still work out. We'll see what happens with Caleb Williams, and we'll see what happens with Roma Dunze, but that's really it. I mean, those are the first and second round picks that we've seen so far. And I think those are the guys you want to be starters. I mean, really the only third round pick outside of Velus Jones that hasn't done much that we would expect something from is somebody like Zach Pickens. And, you know, third round picks are hit or miss. They're 50-50. So I think to this point, I'm not overly disappointed in what the returns have been from the draft. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see what happens with Caleb and what happens with Rome this year.
Now, Robert, we're talking about the draft, so I want to stick on a draft topic with you, and you're covering all of the NFL, not just the Chicago Bears. I'm very curious by this because we're in the middle of summer and baseball's going on, so people might not realize 30 of the 32 second-round picks from this year's drafts are still unsigned as camps open. For people out there that don't understand what's going on here, what's going on, and at what point should fans of teams be concerned that what should be an impact player for you in the second round is not in camp signed?
I think that this is, we used to do this all the time, right? I mean, there used to be so many more bits of tension around rookie draft pick contract conversations just because those deals weren't slotted. And so now I think we've seen teams start to institute what they want to be new benchmarks when it comes to guarantees, and that's where some of the tension has happened. It's happened with Shamar Stewart in Cincinnati because they tried to set a new precedent last year with their first round picks, and now it's happening with all of these second round picks. I guess the only solace you can take as a fan is that every single team is essentially dealing with this. So every team's second round pick is probably going to be on some sort of messed up development timeline. But I think this is just an indication that as we try to figure out some of the nuances with the guarantees, there are going to be bits of tension under this CBA that we just haven't seen up to this point.
Robert Mays joining us. He's the host of the Athletic Football Show covering the NFL. And of course, if you're watching on Twitch, you see it. You see the Cubs hat. You see the Bears stuff in the background. Just This guy wants Chicago to be good at football. My question is, what are the realistic expectations for the Bears, knowing what we know now about Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson, and a pressure cooker that's ready for now Caleb Williams to step into it?
I think a realistic expectation is for them to push to be a wild card team this year. I mean, they have, again, GM just got extended. They supposedly have enough roster talent to be competitive. If you look at the team overall, I think that there are going to be questions about how it all comes together. How do all the pass catching options fit together? How does the offensive line, the majority of which, 60% of which, is going to be playing together for the first time in year one? How does that all gel? How does Ben Johnson take to being a play calling head coach versus just an offensive coordinator? What happens with some of the younger players on defense? Do we get bounce back seasons from people like Tyreek Stevenson? But I think if you just set it to like a reasonable set of outcomes, like the median set of outcomes for this team, I think they should hover somewhere around 500. And if the offense is as good as it can be based on what Ben Johnson has done and based on the pieces that they have, I see no reason to believe that, or not to believe that, they can't be a competitive team that tries to fight for a playoff spot this year.
Robert, if I said the Chicago Bears are successful because of X, is all the answers Caleb Williams, or is there something else that you look at with this team and say, outside of Caleb, this is going to be the reason they're successful?
I think it's just about getting the most out of your offensive players. And that's been the issue over the last several years. And I mean, listen, it's been the issue for the majority of the 37 years I've been on this planet, outside of like one or two seasons. This has not been a place where you get the most out of your offensive talent. And I think that we've seen that so often around the NFL over the last few years. You have these scenarios with these coaching staffs and these offensive coaching staffs in particular, where you're getting the best versions of all of these guys on that side of the ball. And I think that's part of the reason I'm not willing to write in pen what some of these drafts have been. Like, I'm still holding out hope that we'll get an even better version of Darnell Wright than we've ever gotten. And I think you can extend that to the skill position players. Like, is DJ Moore now in a spot where he has hopefully the best offensive coordinator he's probably ever had in the NFL? Do we see the best version of him? So I don't necessarily think Caleb Williams needs to be a superstar this year, as long as you're getting the best versions of everyone else on the offense. And that would just be so, so different than what we're used to seeing in Chicago, where even if these players are talented, it never comes together for them. And I'm really, really hoping that we start to see a shift there.
What are you most excited about when it comes to this Bears team? I know there's so many different things and different positions you could put a focus on, but what are you personally, Robert, most excited about?
I'm just excited to see how the pass catching options fit together and what it looks like with Caleb Williams. I just feel like the offense in Detroit, they had such a solid understanding of how they wanted to use all of those skill position players. Jameson Williams is the one that comes to mind for me. Like, the plan for how they were going to get the ball in Jameson Williams's hands, even as like essentially a de facto role player for a majority of the time that he's been there. I just think that there's a real thoughtfulness to how that offense is constructed and how they all want it to fit together. And I think that extends to the offensive line as well. Like, this is another example of, you look at that group in Detroit and just how good they were against the blitz, for example, and how buttoned up and organized everything seemed to be. I'm just excited to watch, hopefully, that version of an offense in Chicago, because we just don't get to watch that very often. And there are so many moments in so many years where it just felt like they had no shot on Sunday when things would get started. They were at a disadvantage before the game even started. And I'm really hoping that it feels different this year, where it feels like they're on the other end of the spectrum, where the people in charge of constructing that side of the ball are giving them an advantage before the first play even happens.
Robert, I know we're looking at the NFL. Really, it starts this week with training camps opening for rookies reporting, including here in Chicago. Around the league, is there a surprise storyline that you're really keeping an eye on? Because it's been no secret, I'm like, Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh has all of my attention, because I just want to see what happens, especially not knowing what's going to happen with TJ Watt on the flip side of that with the defense.
I think that for me, it's looking at the teams just clustered in the middle of the NFL. I was looking at over-unders yesterday just to get a sense of expectations for teams. And there is a group at like 8.5, 9.5 wins that I just find absolutely fascinating. The Rams, Washington, the Bucks are in there. The Bengals are in there. The Dolphins are in there. Just which direction that group of teams goes and kind of how it shapes the middle class of the league this year, I'm very, very interested in that. Because, yeah, even a team like the Texans, you know, the Texans, they were the darlings of the league a couple of years ago, obviously took a step back last year, especially on offense. They have a new offensive coordinator. They have a young quarterback that I think everybody is excited about if he's in better circumstances, which he should be this year. So just that entire group of teams that feels jumbled in the middle, who emerges from that group as like a real competitor and a real competitive team, and who kind of falls back? That's just one thing that I'm really excited to watch play out, because I find most of those teams really compelling for one reason or another.
He is Robert Mays, host of the Athletic Football Show, joining us here on Raheem and Harris with Russell Dorsey in for Layla. Robert, before we get you out of here, we got to talk about your trip that you just took. You and Russell have something in common. You both love Europe. You both love the continent. You both love to check things out. 708 on the text line says, he just got back from Europe. Make sure you ask him a food question at the end. He's so good when talking about restaurant and food wrecks. Of course, you have your doc that is in your pinned tweet on Twitter with all the Chicago food restaurant recommendations. What can you tell us about this latest tour of Europe and your food discoveries?
We were in Italy for about 8 days, and we did all of Northern Italy. So Milan, Bologna, Modena, Torino, and then we were in Lake Como for 3 days, and we just ate extremely well. And the thing that probably surprised me the most, we went to Torino, which is in the Piedmont area of Italy, which is essentially squeezed between the borders of Italy, Switzerland, and France. And so they have pasta and all the normal Italian stuff, but it's also very French. And so just the stuff we ate there with these cheese and meat-filled pastas just like drenched in butter snuck up on me in a big way. So that entire area of the world, whether it's Turin, Bologna, all of Emilia-Romagna, like all of that place is just insane, the what you can get food-wise. Like the high-end stuff, but also just any sandwich that you're eating on the street. So if you have a chance and you really love Italian food, I think that area of the world is pretty generally underexplored for people.
And of course, the food much better for you because it's real food.
100%.
This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I see you got the Cubs hat. You're representing. Tell me how you feel. It's the All-Star break. Are you optimistic? Are you anxious? How do you feel about the Cubs right now?
I mean, it's hard not to be excited about like what the offense is capable of and what they feel like every single day. I just have this sinking feeling that we're going to get to after the trade deadline. Everyone's going to be disappointed about the level of urgency. And then this is going to be a fun team that kind of gets lost to history.
Wow, that's very Bearsian of you. apocalyptic view on the Cubs after the deadline. Wow. Woo.
That's a beaten man right
there. I don't think I was ready for that level of just... Like,
I already know they're not going to get a frontline starter and settle for somebody's number four. And
is there somebody at the top of your wish list since you're trying to be, I guess... pragmatic.
I'm trying not to get my hopes up that much. I'd rather be pleasantly surprised by everything that happens here over the next few weeks. I think that's typically how I approach this.
It's a good way to think. I'm with him. Like you can't just it has to be Sandy Alcantara or nobody. Like you can't think that way.
All right. Come on down, Adrian Hauser. We appreciate your time, Robert. Thanks so much. You can catch him again, the host of the Athletic Football Show. That is Robert Mays. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, so that was Robert Mays talking football with us, the Bears, talking about the NFL, a very, look at the Cubs coming up, which is fair. I'd rather be pleasantly surprised, too, than to get my hopes up on anything.
I think that's a good way of thinking about it if you're a Cubs fan. It's like, hey, this is a good baseball team, right? Like, that's the biggest, like, this is a team that's proven that they can win games against good baseball teams. We saw that this weekend, and you know that the Cubs need to get starting pitching at the trade deadline. You know that Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins are already up there at Clark and Addison thinking of ways to improve this roster, not only in the starting rotation, likely in the bullpen, maybe at third base, and you just don't know what they're going to do. So that's why fans are anxious. It's like, who is it going to be? But put yourself in a space where it's like, okay, they're going to improve this team, and if they get the top player at the market at whatever spot they need, I will be surprised.
I think it also depends on what they're willing to give up. That should be fun, too, to see. And that's something we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show, that specifically. But up next, speaking of reasons you might not see the Cubs win the National League Central, there's this guy. He throws really hard. His name's Jacob Mizorowski. You know what? He's made 5 starts, and somehow, some way, he's a National League All-Star. It's not right. Russell Dorsey and I will get into that as we continue with more Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeart Radio apps.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Really proud to announce this, that our version of Forrest Gump, Jacob Mizorowski, is going to the office.
You know, there's a lot of older guys around that have been around for a lot longer than I have, so I just wanted to send a thing. So of all the help you guys have given me to get through these couple weeks that I've been here, so it's been huge.
That was Pat Murphy, manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, and Jacob Mizorowski, freshly named first-time All-Star, doing it before he makes his sixth major league start. That is the news that is drawing all the headlines as we continue with Rahimi and Harris. Russell Dorsey, MLB national insider for Yahoo Sports, in for Layla today on this Monday. She's got the Sky game later tonight. They're trying to make it back-to-back wins over the top-ranked team in the WNBA, the Minnesota Lynx, that's over at the down south in the South Loop. Look, Jacob Mizorowski is an all-star. He's an all-star because Matthew Boyd decided he did not want to participate after being selected as a first-time all-star. Very different end of the spectrum. He's well into his 30s going for the first time. We're going to start with this, Russ. Matthew Boyd explaining why he's not pitching in the all-star game on Tuesday.
You know, before I had the selection, I had thought, you know, before I was, you know, got that honor, it was, we were talking about, just with everything in mind, with the innings last year and going into this break, and how, you know, there's an opportunity to kind of prolong the break depending on when I come back and pitch, and using that to our advantage. To, there's only so many, you know, natural breaks you have in the season, right? So there's a chance to kind of give you a breather, give you a blow, if you will, and because everything's going great. But just knowing that we're on pace to throw more innings than I have since 2019, or already have thrown. So it was just kind of built in that way. I hope there's another chance to pitch in the All-Star game, but, you know, the goal this year is to be fresh through all the way October, right? And something that we just got to keep in mind as we go forward.
That is what you call keeping your eyes on the prize, as Matthew Boyd explains why he's skipping Tuesday as far as actually pitching in the game. Now, you'll remember he's a pitcher who's dealt with injuries over the past few years. Since 2019, the most innings he's thrown in the season is 78 and two-thirds. Now, he went over that if you take into account the fact that in 2023, he pitched 71 innings, and then in 2024 for Cleveland, pitched 39 and two-thirds innings. But I think what happened was he got to the playoffs with the Guardians, understands that is it. Pitching in the playoffs is it. Not to say, you know, forget an All-Star game, but he's already pitched 111 and two-thirds innings. He's never pitched more than 185 and a third innings in his career, back in 2019 where he mentioned. Russ, this is a smart decision, I think, for Matthew Boyd in keeping focus on the end goal.
There's nothing wrong with anything that Matthew Boyd just said. There's nothing wrong with the logic. There's nothing wrong with the process. He also pitched on Saturday. And so where that lines up in terms of pitching on Tuesday, usually if a guy who's a starter isn't fully rested on that 4 days of rest, if it lines up like it did for Boyd, Tuesday would have been his bullpen day, right? Throw a bullpen like most guys do halfway between their start and their previous start. But I'm okay with a guy that's been injured, been banged up, has been throwing a lot because he's been so good, saying, hey, I appreciate the honor. It's an honor to be selected, but I need to make sure that I'm right for the second half so that this team I'm on can go as far as we go. So there's nothing wrong there. I think and this also happens because there are other guys outside of Matthew Boyd that made that same decision. So you're going to have to go down that process, the list, if you're Major League Baseball and say, okay, so we got, you know, Ranger Suarez said no because he wants to rest. Boyd said no because he wants to rest. I don't care how long it took to go down the list. There were other guys deserving, most notably Christopher Sanchez on the Philadelphia Phillies, who has the 10th best ERA in all of Major League Baseball. He's also 8th in fielding independent pitching, which if you take out defenders, that's what that counts towards. And getting to the guy that has 5 starts in the big leagues, has been a starter for literally 31 days as we sit here today, that shouldn't happen. Because what that tells you, and I wrote about this YahooSports.com yesterday, what this tells you is that merit doesn't matter. And people love telling me, oh, it's an exhibition game, it doesn't matter. That's not true. Like, you can't have it both ways, because the league is saying, hey, yeah, it's an exhibition, so we'll just take this guy who's electric and we'll put him in the game. But also, players, we want you to be in this game because you deserve to be here. Like, which side is it? And I think for me, we use All-Star games and All-Star appearances as like a benchmark for how good a player is in their career. It might not be the be-all, end-all, but when we're talking about how good a player was during their career, like, okay, how many All-Star appearances did they have? When you have people that vote for the Hall of Fame, one of their things that they look at, and it's not the be-all, end-all, but how many All-Star appearances they have. When we're comparing eras, we do that. To Matthew Boyd's point, guys pitch their entire career or play their entire career hoping to be an All-Star one time. Many guys never do it. And so players, even with guys saying no, they still realize it's an honor to be an All-Star. There are just sometimes other factors that make them say, I can't participate or play. But players care a great deal, actually, about being named an All-Star and what this message you send as MLB to fans and also players that are playing in the game or trying to be All-Stars is that, hey, the merit, it's not as important as it used to be.
Look, I'm going to start with this. Christopher Sanchez, pitcher for the Phillies, was an All-Star last year.
Yeah.
He has better numbers this year. He also has a lower ERA, a lower fielding independent pitching than Jacob Mizorowski this year. And Mizorowski's made only 5 starts. People compare this to Paul Skeens. That's wrong.
Bad.
Paul Skeens made 11 starts last year and was dominant from start to finish. He was the best pitcher going into the All-Star break.
The 2 months prior to the All-Star break, he was the best pitcher in baseball. Still, honestly, if you want to say he's still the best pitcher in baseball.
Who's starting for the National League in the All-Star game?
Also Paul Skeens.
Yes.
And had nearly three times as many innings as Mizorowski had. And then also, like Matthew Boyd, there were some guys that had pitched already the weekend before and said, I can't start in the All-Star game. And so
you still need the selection. And here's why. Because these things exist. They're called contracts. These things within those contracts exist. They're called clauses. Right. And when you hit a certain thing, you get paid. He was actually due to make $50,000 for making the All-Star team.
Christopher Sanchez for everybody out there. Yes.
And so Christopher Sanchez does not get selected. Now, the Phillies, because they're the Phillies, because John Middleton's about that life, said, hey, that $50,000 you were going to get, we're going to give it to you anyway. And that is awesome. That is the good news that comes out of the story.
He pitched for the Pirates or the Marlins. Might not be the same thing.
Yeah, Bob Nutting's not going for that.
No, he's not.
And so I just think it's a travesty for us to understand. And as you said, all-star appearances are not the end-all, be-all.
No.
But they are certainly a factor when you look back at a player's career to try to contextualize how good he was at that time when you measure him against his peers. And for Jacob Mizorowski to be out there and they're saying, oh, well, we want to showcase young guys. If it's that serious, you already do the MLB Futures game, right? Just like they do the Rising Stars game in the NBA, do something like that with first and second year players.
Right.
That's what you should do if that's what you really want to do.
Right.
And then you could show all the guys who could throw 100-plus miles per hour and do the things that are remarkable and electric that Jacob Mizorowski can do. But you can't take away merit base. It's, number one, a game for the fans. That's why they get to choose the starters, the position player starters. But it's also a real, as you said, benchmark for these players that they work their whole lives to get to be named. Even though he's not participating in the All-Star game, Matthew Boyd, he's been named an All-Star. You go to his baseball reference page, there will be a star next to 2025 by his name.
And I want to make this abundantly clear. None of this is Jacob Mizorowski's fault. He did nothing wrong. The only thing he did was be a really good starting pitcher in his first month in the big leagues, right? And that's great. And he's been a big part of the Brewers' recent success. With all that being said, he shouldn't be an all-star. And I think it sets a bad precedent as you go into the future. And there were also some selections this year where I look at it and I said, maybe we need to kind of rethink how we do this whole all-star selection process. Because you're always going to have snubs, right? Like, I know people around here are like, oh, Say Suzuki, Michael Bush, and I know George Springer is a big one for me.
More Bush than Suzuki.
You have a guy in Julio Rodriguez who was selected to go to the All-Star game, and at the time he was selected, was 117th in baseball in OPS.
Yeah, that didn't make much sense.
A guy with a 680 OPS should not be an All-Star over guys that have an 850, 890 OPS.
Were you good with the Tatis?
I did not think Fernando deserved to go because up until the last 2.5 weeks, Fernando had not been very good.
Right. So that was strictly name recognition as we continue to talk about the All-Star game, the fact that Jacob Mizorowski, after just 5 career starts, has been named to the All-Star game here on Raheemy and Harrison. Perfect person in here to talk about this, Russell Dorsey, the Yahoo Sports MLB National Insider.
Also to that point about Tatis and Rodriguez, those were player selections. So, like, I don't know what that process is necessarily like.
Why aren't they more transparent about that? Like, you know, in the NBA, they tell you exactly how the process works and the number of votes you need and who finished what.
I think the fans should be able to vote like they do. And then I also think the rest should just be based off merit, right? Like, I don't know.
Who's determining that merit?
I think players and coaches
or just players or just coaches?
Players voted for a guy that had a 680 OPS to go to the All-Star game.
But that's what I said. That's why I knew it was just name recognition.
Do we take it out of their hands at this point? Because it has to be merit-based. Like, if I'm George Springer and I've carried the Blue Jays to first place in the AL East, and over the last month I have the third highest OPS in the American League behind Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh, I should be an All-Star. And I see a guy in Julio Rodriguez who I know Julio is a name and a young guy, as we've been talking about, But Julio had a 680 OPS the day he was selected. George Springer is sitting in the 850s.
Yeah, that's that North on a first place bias.
And it's just like, Julio wasn't even the best outfielder on his team. Randy Arozarena should have been an all-star. He's not. And so I just think we have to, I know Jacob Mizrowski is our jumping off point here for this conversation, but maybe we need to have a new way of thinking about the selection process that keeps the fans involved. Don't want to get rid of the fans, but because I think the fans did a better job of selecting than the league and players did.
That's facts, and that's through two phases of voting. Some texters weighing in on this, saying 708, didn't the Phillies pitchers turn down the All-Star invitation?
Only Ranger Suarez did.
Exactly. I knew that. And so I want you to, that's why I want to make sure everyone's
only
clear.
Only Ranger Suarez turned it down, and he had the same reason as Matthew Boyd. But I don't care if 10 dudes turned it down, you could have found somebody that wasn't the guy that had five starts. That's my point. Right, like I understand guys are injured, guys are going to want to rest, guys will have pitched in the days leading up to the All-Star game, but there was a list of players that you could have gotten to before the guy that pitched in the big leagues for 30 days.
Let's be petty. 847 on the text line. Do you think the veterans will give this young man a cold shoulder in the All-Star?
No, I do not.
Baseball's not built like that.
No, because even the Phillies players who were upset because they had a guy that was very deserving said, hey, it's not that guy's fault and it's nothing against Jacob Mizrowski, which was my whole point in my column. I'm like, look, he doesn't deserve any backlash because he didn't select himself.
Right. No, I think you're absolutely right. So I just think Major League Baseball has to be more careful going forward.
Got
to
be cognizant.
Understanding what this game means, not just to the fans, because they'll be like, everybody wants to see Mizrowski. He's so exciting.
Right.
That might be true. But you got to give the players who deserve it the first shot, the first opportunity to say, hey, do you want to come to Atlanta and be a part of the All-Star game and the festivities? That's all I'm saying. This is where we are right now. I want to remind people to tune in Friday from 10 to 12:45. Leila Rahimi and Rami Makhlouf will be broadcasting live from Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs Red Sox at Wrigley. It's all brought to you by IDOT. The Illinois Department of Transportation will be on hand with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com to learn more. When we come back, oh, this show is moving along. It's time for halftime, and we got a special edition of halftime because it's Russ, it's me, and we're sharing a space right now. But we also share another space.
We do.
We're going to talk about that and how Russ tends to act a fool in that particular space.
No, you
that's,
do.
That's what we're going to talk about when we come back with more Rahimi and Harris. Layla's got the day off, but she is working tonight. Be sure to tune in to that Sky Mystics game with coverage beginning at 6:45 on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Yeah, that's right. Halftime here on Rahimi and Harris. Layla not working right this second, so she can, you know, call the game tonight. Sky versus Lynx. Sky tried to beat the number one team in the WNBA two times in a row. They actually faced the Lynx three times in a four-game span, which is wild. But Russell Dorsey's been here, as we have talked about the Cubs' impressive series win on the road. First time in over a month they've done that against the Yankees heading into the All-Star break. Then we ranked our top five World Series contenders. We both had Dodgers at the top of the list. We talked about the Bears, the good and the bad of the Ryan Poles era. The ugly still coming up later in the 1 o'clock hour. And then Robert Mays from the Athletic Football Show joined us to talk about the Bears aligning their GM and their head coach, as well as some good food takes from Europe, as he's just returned from the land of Italy. Also, Jacob Mizorowski somehow is an all-star. It's not good. It's very bad. Russell Dorsey and I went into that. Now we got more to talk about because, yes, it is.
It's halftime.
Yeah, what he said. So it's halftime. You know, halftime, we do all kinds of stuff. We just have fun. We kick it, you know. And Russ and I are kicking it. But we kick it in another place as well. Russell, how did you get me involved with these young people that I'm involved with? Because that's what it is. I was like, oh, these people are not my age.
So I text Marshall a couple weeks ago. I'm like, hey, man, you love fitness, and I know you love to talk too. I have a great place for you. My fitness group chat of late 20, all through 30s folks that just like to stay in shape, but also, you know, be with like-minded people, good people with, there are a lot of those people work in sports too. And so I'm like, Marshall, I'm going to invite you. He's like, all right, cool. I love talking and working out. I'm down. So I invite Marshall into the group chat, into our, and we have these challenges that we do. They're usually between a month and a half and 2 months. The last one was 3 months.
54 days this time.
Yeah. So it's just like a cool thing that I thought he would be interested in because he should make new friends at his age and also
settle dig
and also be able to do his workout thing that I know he likes to do. And so that's how you got in the group chat.
So that's how I get into this group chat. It's a fitness challenge group chat, and they measure our Apple Watches, and based on that you have to hit certain goals. And if you hit all your goals and then go above and beyond, you can get a perfect score for the day. Now, what I didn't know going into this is that Russell won the last challenge that they did.
I told you that, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah, well, I wasn't paying attention when you told me that. You're just like, come join the group chat. Because, like, remember, I joined on day one. If I had joined the next day, I would not be eligible to win the challenge.
Not true. It would be retroactive. It can go back and say,
oh, you can go back and see what I did the day before?
Yes.
Okay, didn't know that. But it goes like this. If you stand for a minute for 14 hours out of a day, you get a perfect score. If you exercise for 90 minutes, you get a perfect score. if you burn 1,200 calories on your Apple Watch, you get a perfect score.
The caveat to that is it's based off your body weight, so everybody has a different one.
Oh, well, mine's 1,200.
Yeah.
Mine's 1,200. So, yeah, three times. Basically, I had to be able to burn six times my body weight to get a perfect score. And so I get in there, and I'm like, oh, nice to meet everybody. And Russell immediately was like, it's not nice. Nothing's nice about this. It's a challenge. It's competition. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing?
So you didn't realize I sent a very nice paragraph about who you were, why I invited you to the chat the day prior. You missed all of that. And then I told you, yo, say hello to these people in this group chat or it'll kick you out of here. But no, it's like it's a fun chat. We talk a lot of crap to each other, but it's all in good fun, which is why I did what I did.
But you need to know what the name of the group chat for the challenge is. It's Russell Dorsey ain't winning this ish. The word's not ish again. And I was like,
there's a lot of hate in that.
And there's
chat.
A picture of Russ as the identifier for the chat. And I'm like, oh, this is what we're doing. And I quickly realized he won last time because he had a perfect score for all
for
of the days
months.
Of the chat, 3 months straight. Now,
that's
luckily,
not the easiest thing to do because, you know, when you're traveling and sometimes there was a lot of I got to wake up at 5:30 a.m. and get this done, then go to the airport. Like,
yeah,
I was very proud of that.
Yeah. And you're still traveling because of your work for Apple TV Plus, the MLB Network, all of that. And so my thing was I just said to these people, oh, this is all I have to do. I will win this. I guess I'll be tied with whoever else gets a perfect score.
So, guys, this is what bothered me about this. Marshall acts as if he's Chris Bumstead, the strongest man in the world, and that nobody else on the face of the earth is athletically
It's not
gifted.
About athleticism.
Let me explain to the fellas what I mean here. So, none of these people know Marshall, and he just comes in talking mess. And I'm like, Marshall, like, yes, that's what we do, but at least let these people get to know you first before you start doing that. He's just like, oh, y'all not nothing. And he doesn't really, like, there are marathon runners in this chat. There are, like, supreme former athletes in this chat. And I told Marshall, I'm going to put him out of the look. I said, I'm not going to let a dude with gout talk to me like this. So I said, you got to simmer down, buddy.
Yeah, he came for my gout. But what I said was, it's because of the gout that I know I'll get a perfect score every day. Because if I don't live my lifestyle a certain way, the gout comes back.
Robbie and Ray.
The gout is not coming
back.
I
saw what Marshall was like out here when his gout was flaring up. And he wasn't getting a perfect score. I've also seen him when his back locked up. I've also seen him when he was in the boot. So, like, Marshall, if Marshall was a player and I'm a GM, I'd have an injury red flag on him.
You can't draft them.
No. I'd take them off my big board.
I like that you went in there confident and you claimed your territory. I think you might have just done it a little too strong.
Robbie, here's what you need to understand. Once I figured out what it was, like the scores that I need to get, I'm like, I do that every day.
Which is why I invited you, but like,
and so relax. I was upset that somebody let him win. Like, it's okay if you tied him for first because you can get a perfect score, but why would you let Russ win anything ever? At best, Russ is going to be tied with me at the end of this challenge. It's only 54 days. It's basically just the rest of the summer. It's fine.
Marshall acts as if nobody did anything and I just coasted to a victory.
Yeah, perfect score is coast.
All right, Marshall. I'm not arguing with you.
I know. You're just saying I'm right. It's fine.
I do incorrect. Like the competition that's going to fuel both of you because I think by the end of the summer, you two are just going to be shredded at this point.
No.
More than
Robbie, I am. Marshall will not.
Yeah, I don't really care about the shredded part. Listen, Joe Dorsey weighs in on
that's my brother.
The text
what
line.
What up, Joe?
Russell has been hyper-competitive since childhood, so this was inevitable.
Sure, but Joe, it's worse because it's Marshall.
Why am I taking the shade that
because
it's Marshall?
Because you got my brother on the text line taking a shot at me, so I have to reverse that back. Uno reverse.
I'm very happy. I think community is very important when you try to talk about health is wealth and all these things.
Which was the biggest reason I invited you.
It is the biggest and most important. I am grateful that you invited me. It obviously makes me a little more excited to work out and do stuff. But like I said, it's stuff I was already doing anyway. If the challenge had been more to get a perfect score, then we have like a real conversation about can I keep up?
I have the same argument you made when I got in the challenge, but like, it's fine. Like, I wanted, it's helped keep me accountable. And days that I don't want to work out, I'm like, let me go ahead and get my 98 for the day. But it's cool. It's,
It's a good time.
It's community was the biggest part of this.
847 Marshall, take your allopurinol and kick.
Yeah, tell him.
But tell him. I don't take allopurinol because I do all the stuff I need to do.
Your TRT shots.
Like, listen, I'm cool. I'm so cool that we're about to do 5 on it. I'm gonna keep calm for most of it. For most of 5 on it, I'm gonna keep calm. Can't say the same thing about Russell Dorsey. He's in for Layla Rahimi, and you are listening to 670 The Score on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.